Hey there, self-care superheroes. It's your girl Madison Lean here, and let me ask you something. How often do you feel like your mind is running on overdrive? Like it's constantly buzzing with to-dos, worries, and that nagging inner critic whispering doubts in your ear? Ever get the feeling you're just barely keeping afloat in a sea of constant stimulation? I know, it's the 21st century, we're always on, plugged in, and bombarded with information. But what if there was a way to hit the pause button, find some inner calm, and actually recharge? Well, buckle up, because today on The Stoic Way, we're diving deep into the world of mindfulness-based self-care. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome, don't get me wrong. It's about cultivating a powerful toolkit for managing stress, finding clarity, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Here are 5 golden nuggets to sprinkle into your daily routine. First up, breathe deeply and intentionally. Seriously, folks, it sounds so simple, but the power of focused breathing can calm your nervous system faster than you can say it in garden. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. Repeat this a few times throughout the day, especially when you feel that stress starting to creep in. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Next, ground yourself with your senses. Ever notice how much we miss out on because our minds are racing? Take a moment to truly savor what's around you. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, or maybe just the hum of your coffee maker. Hey, all sounds count. Smell that fresh cup of joe, taste the sweetness in your morning tea. This simple practice can anchor you back to the present moment and quiet those swelling thoughts. Speaking of presence, ditch the digital distractions. I know, our phones are basically extensions of ourselves these days, but constant scrolling and notifications can seriously drain your energy and attention. Set aside some time each day to unplug completely, go for a walk, read a book, or just have a good old-fashioned conversation with someone without staring at a screen. Your brain and your soul will thank you. Now, let's talk about moving your body. It doesn't have to be anything intense, just something that gets you moving and feeling alive. A brisk walk, some yoga stretches, even dancing around your living room in your pajamas, it all counts. Exercise not only boosts your physical health, but also releases endorphins that improve your mood and reduce stress. Finally, practice self-compassion. This one is crucial, folks. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend. Forgive yourself for mistakes, celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that it's okay to have off days. We're all human, and learning to accept our imperfections is a powerful step towards true self-care. Ever feel like your mind is constantly racing, leaving you feeling stressed and overwhelmed? You know the feeling, deadlines looming, emails piling up, and that nagging voice in your head telling you you're not doing enough. Well, I've been there, trust me. Last week, I had a major project deadline looming, and my to-do list felt like it could rival Mount Everest. Between conference calls, brainstorming sessions, and endless emails, I was starting to feel completely fried. Then I remembered the power of mindfulness. Instead of letting myself get swept up in the chaos, I decided to take a few minutes each hour for some focused breathing and sensory grounding exercises. I visualized calm waves washing over me, breathed in the fresh air from my open window, and even took a quick walk around the block. It was amazing how much calmer and more centered I felt afterwards. Remember those 5 golden nuggets we talked about? By integrating them into your daily routine, you can transform your relationship with stress and create a truly mindful self-care practice. So, what's your takeaway? Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing yourself compassion, prioritizing your well-being, and equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Now, go forth and practice those mindful moments. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care boost, and let me know in the comments what your favorite mindfulness technique is. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.